Bavakama Perik Yud Mishnah Zion 10:7. And this Mishnah wants to answer the question, what happens if the accused thief is not sure if he has an obligation to return the stolen object? Meaning either A, he agrees he stole it, but he just can't remember if he returned it, or B, he's not even sure if he stole it actually at all. He doesn't remember that event clearly in the first place. Now, the Mishnah will go on to say that whatever the rules are regarding theft, they would be equally applicable for a loan if one's not sure if he paid it back or if the loan was ever taken. And same goes with the pikadon. If one was serving as a shomer, a custodian, and he's not sure if he returned it or maybe he never got it in the first place, again, the same kind of rules will apply. So now, the base case, which the Mishnah does not discuss, is when a person is accused of owing someone else money. Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon says, no, I don't. Okay, that's not a case for Mishnah, because there's no sfeikus there. No one's being uncertain. Everyone's saying definitively. So there, from Torah law, the rule would be that, well, Reuven needs to bring some kind of proof that he's owed the money, and if not, hamotu mechavero alav haraya, the burden of proof rests on the one who's trying to get the money back out of someone else's pocket, and since Reuven doesn't have the proof he needs, he won't be able to get Shimon to pay. And notwithstanding that, there is a din de rabbanon, a rabbinical enactment, which says that people don't go around accusing other people of having their money unless there's, you know, some truth to that. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire. So the rabbis enacted what's called the Shvuas Heset. That's a rabbinical enactment. It's a rabbinic oath, which we require the accused to take. In other words, if Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon says, nothing doing, so then Shimon won't have to pay, but he can be forced to swear that he doesn't owe the $100, and then he wanted to pay. Okay, now our Mishnah is talking about where Shimon is not saying, nothing doing. He's saying, I'm not sure. Okay, so we'll see the two versions that I'm not sure. Says the Mishnah, if Shimon is accused by Reuven of having his money, and now Reuven wants it back, so that's called a tainas bari. Reuven is making a claim of certainty. I know you owe me money. And in response, Shimon says, uncertainly, that's called shema, I'm not sure. So the two versions of that, says the Mishnah for case A, ha'omer lechavero, if Shimon's response, Reuven's accusation is not mentioned in the Mishnah, but if Shimon's response is, gazalticha, yes, I confess I did steal something from you, or equally, hilvitani, you did loan me money, or hifkarta eitzli, yes, you did give me something to watch on your behalf, but, although I concede that that is true, ve'eni yodea im hechazarti lach, im lo hechazarti lach. I'm just not sure anymore if I gave it back to you, and I kind of feel like I did give it back to you. I'm just not certain that I gave it back to you. So then says the Mishnah, chayav l'shalem, the accused, Shimon, must give the money or the whatever he's accused of having back to Reuven. The reason is because, since Shimon's conceding that there is an obligation, there was an obligation, he's not denying it. So Reuven says there's an obligation, Shimon says, yes, there's an obligation. Shimon's just saying, well, maybe I paid it. Well, maybe he didn't. And if Reuven says, I'm sure you didn't, so then he has the power to extract it from Shimon, even the courts. You know, the courts will actually, will take it from him. Now, more than that, says the Mishnah, Aval im amar lo, if Shimon's response back to Reuven's accusation is, eni yode im gazalticha, I'm actually not sure if I ever stole things from you, I don't actually recall that, im hilvitani, if you lent me money, I can't confirm that I ever owed you the $100 you claim, or im hivkarate etzli, or if you actually told me to watch $100, I'm not certain that's true. Therefore, Shimon is denying the basic claim that he ever owed the money. So in that case, patzer melishalim, so there, Shimon cannot be forced to pay anything, because our rule is that if you have a bari and a shema, bari, certain claim coming from Reuven, and shema, I'm not sure, in response back from Shimon. So then the answer is that the bari is not adif, that the certain claim isn't strong enough to extract money. But obviously, Shimon will have to take the shvuas heset, meaning, obviously, if Shimon can be forced to swear he doesn't own the money, even if he's guaranteeing he never did, he's still going to be forced to swear to that. So obviously it can't be a better defense that he says, I'm not sure, then all of a sudden he'd get off not having to swear. If that would be the case, every accused person would just, you know, say, I'm not sure, and get out of things. So therefore, Shimon will have to take a shavuos hesed. He'll have to swear he doesn't owe the money, but then he won't be forced to pay. So now, that's the basic din of the Mishnah. Now let me just clarify a little further. So really we have to clarify, even if something can't be extracted from the Bezdin, so it'll be a pater, it could be that he, the accused, still has an obligation, latzis b'dei shamai, meaning God knows if he owes the money, and just because he doesn't remember doesn't mean he doesn't still owe it. And therefore, it'll come out like this. If Shimon the accused agrees that there was such an obligation, and he just says he's just not sure if he paid it back, so we say, too bad, now you have to pay it back because you conceded. So that will be Medina, meaning in a bezin they'll extract it from him. Okay? If he says, I'm not sure if I ever owed you money, so he'll get away with not paying, but if he did owe the money, he still lets us b'dei shemaim. Still, if he wants to, you know, if he owes the money, he'll have to give it back, and heaven's keeping score. So that being the case, even if he isn't obligated from the courts to give it back, he's not sure if he owes the money, still he'll have to, if he wants to, you know, settle the score, not, you know, face consequences in the hereafter, whatever it is, he'll have to still give the money now. If, on the other hand, speaking out what the Mishnah isn't saying here, even if the Tovea, the Reuven, never makes a claim, just Shimon wakes up one morning and says, oh my gosh, do I owe Reuven money? So then, if he's certain that he did once owe the money, he's just not sure if he ever paid it back, so now he can't be forced to pay back, of course, but still, if he owes the money, he still lets us b'dei shamayim, again, he should return the money. If, on the other hand, he's not even, Shimon just is suffering from, you know, obsessive thoughts, and he says, oh gosh, maybe I owe Reuven money. Did I borrow money from him? And he's nervous. So then, not even latzis b'dei shemayim, there's no obligation, he should just let that compulsive thought go, and not doesn't have to pay it, since there's no claim on him, and he's not even sure he ever owed it in the first place. All that said, Tos Yonza speaks out, if the original claim from the Tovea, from the Reuven, is saying, listen, maybe you owe me money, so that's not anything at all. And therefore, it's as good as if you had no claim whatsoever. And therefore, even latzis b'dei shemayim, there's no obligation, even above and beyond letter of the law, for Shimon to respond and pay him just in case. No, nothing like that at all. It has to start out with a tainus bari that Reuven is demanding to get paid with certainty in order to possibly obligate Shimon to pay, at least in the courts.